And as Dana just reported, one of the churches being targeted is World Changers Church International, led by the Reverend Creflo Dollar, and we're pleased he made time for us to join us today. Reverend, you said that you are transparent when it comes to your finances with your members and your board of directors, but not with the general public. Why not with the general public?
Well, I just believe that the people that make an investment into the ministry should be the primary ones that we respond to and that we open our books up and we're transparent to, versus the watchdog people who just want to get the business to do whatever they do with it. I think that's just a waste of time.
And you know, Senator Grassley is calling on this investigation now, your church among five others. He says that he sent letters to half a dozen of these media ministries, including yours, requesting answers by December 6th about expenses, executive compensation, and amenities, including the use of fancy cars and private jets. Are you going to answer those questions? Are you going to give him what he's asking for?
We're going to give it to him if they're a valid request. One of the issues we're dealing with is, you know, the IRS has already been given the responsibility to do these things. And now the question is, you take the Senate Finance Committee and you have to question, do they have a right to invest themselves or to ingest themselves in a position to be tax examiners for exempt organizations when the IRS has already been given that responsibility? And so we've always said at the very beginning that we have no problems if it's a valid request. And, you know, we comply with the IRS. We have a board of directors and we have a compensation board, an audit board, and an ethics board. So these things he's requested, we've given these things to the IRS. The government already has 1099 forms. They have information on our compensation. Congress, about a decade ago, implemented some things to make sure that compensation for ministers were not going to be excessive compensation. So we're trying to figure out, why are we going through this kind of public audit?
When you're talking about excessive compensation, and I think when it gets down to the general public, when people look at this, they see the wealth. They see all of the money poured into your organization from all of the number of people are there. And here's what, and you have been criticized before, so you're not, I'm sure this is no surprise to you, the criticism for having a couple of Rolls Royces, for having private jets, a multi-million dollar home in Fayetteville, $2.5 million apartment in Manhattan. The question is, if you're a reverend for the people and you're looking out for the people and you're going by God's word and what the Bible says, why do you need so much wealth? Why doesn't that money go to the people who are sitting at the bus stop every day, who can't afford a car and who can't afford health care and are contributing to your ministry and to your wealth as well?
Well, first of all, it's a miscalculated assumption that those things were purchased with the church's money. I've purchased over 100 cars for people in my congregation, homes for people in the congregation. We don't have two Rolls Royces. We have one that the church purchased for us. We didn't even know they bought it.
Why a Rolls Royce?
They bought it. It was a surprise. We had no idea. And the church owns the Rolls Royce.
They meaning the members of the church.
The members and the donors of the church.
Why can't you, as a minister of the church, say, you know what, this, regardless of how you feel about it, where it came from, this looks bad for a man of God. Take this Rolls Royce back. Give this money to AIDS patients or to drug people on you know, in certain parts of the city, are people who really need that money.
Well, we don't believe it looks bad because the Bible says in Psalms 35:27, the Lord takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And as far as those groups you mentioned, we do give a lot to
those. Well, I understand the prosperity, but prosperity is also, it's not just money as well. It's also
health. Prosperity is not just money.
Yes.
It's health,
but if you have all this money and all these riches and you're a man of God and all of these people of the cloth and of doctrines, why can't you give the bulk of that and live modestly like many multimillionaires or billionaires do and give this money to the folks who are in need?
But you still have to understand that we give more to those things you mentioned than the value of those materials. So you'd have to take a balance to look at it fairly and not assume that, well, you got a Rolls Royce that the church purchased, and yet they give 10 times to those different organizations.
Do you agree, though, that it looks bad? I'm sorry, Kira.
No, that's okay.
Do you agree that it looks bad?
No, in my opinion, it doesn't look bad. Because
it doesn't look bad that you have a Rolls Royce and people who are contributing, you don't even have cars that can't pay their utility bills.
Again, I don't have a Rolls Royce. The church owns the Rolls Royce.
But do you ride in the Rolls Royce?
We mainly use it to escort guests around.
Do you need a Rolls Royce to escort guests around?
I really don't. In fact, the guests right now, we're selling a Rolls Royce to put it in the children's ministry. But the assumption is, without looking at what we do, and see what we already put into those different ministries, it's easy to assume that, well, you know, you're putting little into those things while you have these other things.
I'm sorry.
But no, that's okay. Let's get back to the gospel for a minute. You quoted from Psalms, and of course, anytime I read from the Bible, I want it to be exactly right. Mm-hmm. And that's why you do what you do, right? Mm-hmm. You're a man of God. You study the Word of God. You want to bring people closer to the Word of God,
right,
correct?
Right.
All right, so if we go to Matthew 19, okay, in mm-hmm. response to what you said about Psalms, now a man came up to Jesus and asked, "Teacher, what good thing must I do to get eternal life?" And this was a young rich man, as mm-hmm. you know the story. Jesus answered, "If you want to be perfect, go sell your possessions, give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me." When the young man heard this, he went away sad because he had such great wealth. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "I tell you the truth, it's hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I tell you, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God."
Respond to that.